Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Head down as I punch this clock. The hours roll, they never stop. And I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right. Straight and narrow's getting tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land? Yeah, I'm wondering, still I'm wondering, where's my promised land? I've run this earth for many years. If there's one thing I know, there's nowhere on this side of heaven where streets are made to go. I've long laid down my grand illusions, looking toward the day that I'll be home. I won't give up on this race. Broken, but I still have faith that this old life is all part of a plan. And I can feel it in my soul. One day I'll stand before the throne with nothing left but hope in these two hands. Through all these seasons, I'm still believing you're my promised land.
Welcome tonight. I am here tonight with you. This is Angela Joy, Southeast Georgia. We are here to worship the Lord because he's worthy and he's taking us into our promised land tonight by faith. Amen. Well, thank God you're here. I want to welcome you and thank you for being a part of Sunday night show. It is April the 24th, the 21st, 2024. And we are looking forward to God doing some things to take us to where he wants us to be. You know, that was really interesting. I didn't click on that second song to come on, but maybe that's a prophetic move by the Spirit of God to let us know when we worship him and we honor him and we let him know, we know that he is worthy, that he will take us into our promised land. Well, welcome again, and if you are listening by internet, you want to call in, go ahead and do so. That's going to be 319-527-6027, 319-527-6027, and press 1. I'll see you in the queue, and your hand will go up, a little hand will go up, and I'll be able to see that you want me to believe with you for God's will to come forth in your life. If you want to text, go ahead and do so at 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. Well, we're here tonight to believe with you, and we just want to thank God for you being able to make it in tonight. Of course, you know we're here, or at least Prophet Randy tries to make sure these airways are covered 7 days a week. And so, of course, tomorrow, Monday, Prophet Randy's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with ministers coming on before he does, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there are ministers that are here to believe with you for what God is going to do in your life. So please, you know, be in here to get what God has for you. Just thinking today about a few things, had a powerful move of God in services today. And that first song that I played, that was a song basically that was played the entire service. Spirit of God moved, and I'm telling you, when God is in place and we put him at the head and on the throne of our life, we can always expect something miraculous to take place. And that's what I'm here for, here to believe with you, stand with you for what God wants to do next in your life. Because, you know, I was meditating on Romans, and I'm just going to read a little bit of it, and I'll play a song, and I'll go ahead and try to start taking calls. Been a little bit busy. This weekend was packed with activities for family members. We had my little youngest grandson turned 4 years old yesterday, and so I ended up going to 4 baseball games with some other grandkids, and so it ended up being 4 games yesterday, and we had planned on doing something extra with him. But he had a game at 3:00, and so by the time we had spent all day at the park, you know, the baseball field, I was exhausted, and so I think we all were. So anyway, and then today I had some activities after church and service. So it has been a weekend, but I have seen God's, you know, presence. I've felt him just letting me know I'm here with you, just rest in me. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Oh, behind the scenes, there's some things still going on. But you know what? We keep going on. We keep moving in a place toward God. We keep going forward. We keep believing. And so I'm going to read just a few scriptures here. It was on my heart earlier. God was speaking to me just a few minutes ago, and just a word of encouragement to me to let me know that no matter what it looks like, as long as you position me where I need to be, you can always expect what man says is impossible to be possible, because all things are possible with God. And so starting with, let me pull it up here. Starting at verse 22, Romans chapter, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And we, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. Grab that. Grab that. We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he hope for? But if we hope, down, it went down a little bit, for we are saved by hope. But hope, but that hope is not seen, is seen is not hope. So the hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he hope for? But we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Let me read that again. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. My God, sink in a little bit. We're talking about what is not seen with our natural eye. For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So if you don't see it, and we know that we serve a faithful God, Even though, even if our natural eyes are not seeing it, we're not partaking of the vision of it. Because of who we serve, what do? We wait for it. Hallelujah. And our victory is in Christ. Excuse me. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we know we have a victory. The Spirit of God in us knows. And we wait on it. 27. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Just let that soak in. That's kind of been like a foundational thing for me over the last several months. When we're dealing with adversity, when we're dealing with situations and circumstances, and it seems like things are coming at us, things are coming toward us that we in ourselves don't have power over. But the Spirit of God that rests and lives in us gives us the ability to withstand. Why? Because God says when we stand with him, standing with us. Who can fight against our God? And what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Me with God outnumbers all enemies. God with me has the ability to take and stand over anything that comes against me in God, because I'm in God. And what can come against? What shall we say to these things? He that spares not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Glory be to God. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us? So we're coming on down the line here. What can we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is in us and we are in God, why not we have the victory? Why not we recognize the victory? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded, neither death nor life, nor angels or principalities. Hold on 1 second. For I am persuaded, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers or things present, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So as I was getting ready to start the show tonight, you know, I was pondering some things in my head that myself, me alone, cannot overcome, have what I need in me alone to do these things. And it was like the Spirit of God quickened me to say, remember, who is in you? Who stands with you? If I stand with you, you are already made victorious. If you stand with faith, believing that the victory, because I'm in you and you're in me, it's already done that way. Begin to visualize the thing already done. You know, the enemy wants to come along and he wants you to just see you alone in a situation trying to overcome something you haven't been equipped to overcome in your own natural state. But with God, in God, we are to view it in a manner that's different from those who don't have God in their lives and are not walking with God. We don't need to take on the same fear and anxiety of what is up the road, because we don't stand alone. We stand with God. And because we don't always view ourselves standing with God, with his anointing, with his power, with his authority that he's already given to us, we take on a spirit of fear that will cause us to not view our place and our position in God. And so tonight, I want to encourage you that as we worship God, as we look to God, as we trust in God, he's leading us to our promised land. As we reverence him in the place and position that he is to sit in our lives, that we are not on the throne of our life. We have put him on the throne of our life. And what better place should God be to rule and reign and take authority and be able to position us to overcome when he's in the right position in our lives? But if he's not in the right position in our lives, that's when we are there in a place we ought not be, and the fear of operating out of our own flesh will overcome us and subdue us, because we're not in the place that we should be, and we haven't allowed God to remain in the place that he should be. Because whenever we let the problems and the situation and the circumstances that we deal with, and I have been guilty and have been dealing with things even recently, that means I've elevated myself to a place of authority, which I don't have the ability to do without Christ. I've let the situation and the circumstance move into position and sit in a place that it's not worthy to sit in, but only God is worthy to sit in. He's worthy of it all. The praise, the glory, the honor. He's positioned there for a reason. He's positioned there for our victory. He's positioned there so that we who are seated with him are in heavenly places with him, with Christ Jesus. But when the situation and the circumstances have moved him out of position, the authority has been diminished. So tonight, look to the Lord. Look to God. For he's truly the only one who's worthy to be seated in the place that he belongs in our life. You know, that's just the way it is. It's not easy. Sometimes it can be really pretty hard. But we've got to continue to know who it is we serve, who belongs to be in that place of authority, because that's where we receive our victory. That's where we receive the manifestation of what God has for us, where we don't walk in a place that we don't belong in. Only with that place, in that place should be with Christ Jesus. Have God positioned with us in our thoughts, in the things that we release out of our mouth, the things that we are asking God for. We can't do it on our own. It has to be through God and God alone. You know, I'm so happy sometimes that God seems like he just blocks some stuff, you know, because if it was left up to me, it would be kind of a mess, you know. But because he has closed doors that needed to be closed, and he's opened doors that needed to be opened, I've been able to see him move. You know, we were talking last week about restitution, retribution, restoration, you know, all those things. And I was mentioning to you last week about how restitution takes on more of a legal, it's more of a legal term that people use in court, you know, restitution. Friend yesterday about, you know, she was saying, well, text me those words. And I was like, okay. And so we were talking about those things. And then I said, you know, it's really, you know, the enemy's just kind of like, doesn't he realize he's a convicted felon? You know, I was like, wow. She's like, what? I was like, he's like a felon. You know, like, because when in a natural situation in court, you know, when you have a felon, a felony, and you become a felon, there are certain rights you lose, you know. You don't have the ability to do certain things that you were able to do before you became a convicted felon. You can't vote. You know, there are certain things that, you know, once you have that mark, you don't have the liberty to do some things anymore. And the devil does, guess what? He lost his ability to ever be able to go to heaven and live in eternity with Jesus. Why? Because he's already done. It's done. He's a felon. Hallelujah. He lost some rights. And he wants us to lose some rights. And she just started. She just said, wow, that's kind of funny, you know. Yeah. And that's how I see it is, you know, it's this legal thing. You know, even in the natural, people say, you know, if don't really be in company with people who are felons, especially if you've got any sort of situations going on, because you're going to be connected right with them. Well, that's what the enemy wants us to be, right with him, guilty. Huh. But we're not guilty. We may have done some stuff. We may have been through some stuff, and we haven't done things that are right, and we are definitely not perfect. But because of Jesus, we've been given a clean slate, and the blood covers it. He, as a felon, never has the opportunity to have access to the blood of Jesus. We are blood bought, and he's a felon, and he's lost his right to ever be able to rule and reign with Christ or be a part of what heaven has for us. So I just thought that was really funny yesterday when she was like, wow, I never really looked at it. I was like, I never looked at it like that either. But we know that when God is in place in our life the way he should honor his word, we can expect God to honor his word. and honor the blood, the sacrifice that was made for us. Not in our own doing, nothing we could have done, but what Christ did, what Jesus did on the cross. We can trust that it paid the price. So what shall we, he sent his son to die for us. He made a way for us when there was no way. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'll go ahead and play another song. I will be back and we'll pray.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high.
Again, want to thank you for calling in tonight. just here to believe with you and to stand with you concerning what you're believing God for. And we know God is faithful, and he does hear the cry of his people. And so, as I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, maybe you're checking us out from the internet, you are welcome to call in at 319-527-6027. And the text number would be 214-505-719. We're here to believe God for what you need to come forth in your life. And, let's continue to pray for the ministry here at PGN, Prophet Randy, his wife, and the family here, those who come on. And we just know God is, he's ordained this, and he set this up for this season, for this time, as we know so much is going on, you know, concerning Israel and, you know, even in our land. You know, I was just thinking of some things today, and I was discussing with someone, you know, just how far off we've gotten, you know, from the things that God had instituted into this nation. And not the nation, no nation is perfect, but we do want to know that we do want to be a part of a nation that serves and honors God. And more we're seeing that's just not the case anymore the way it used to be. So let's just trust God. Let us be an example in the earth of who God has called and who he has raised up to go forth with the banner of worship and praise, that people will know there is a real God. There is a true and living God. He's real. How do we know he's real? He lives in us. Hallelujah. And we should put him on display every day. Amen. Put Jesus on display every day in whatever we do, whatever we say, however we conduct our lives. You know, sometimes it's really hard, you know, to just kind of put everything in place. But that's where grace comes in. That's where grace comes in. No, we don't need to go out and willfully sin against the things that we know God is not pleased with. But we are without, you know, we're not perfect. So we have faults. We don't live a life where we, you know, we're just always doing the right thing. But if our heart isn't right, then we need to repent and get it right. And if we are walking the best that we know how, God looks at our heart and he knows. But every day, to the best of our ability, through the leading in the Spirit of God, we should put God on display every day. People should be able to know we're different. And I can personally say, well, I think I've gotten kind of immune to people thinking me being strange. I mean, it doesn't really matter because I know the Word of God says we are a peculiar people. And so if we're more caught up in what people think about us and how they look at us, then where is our allegiance to? Our allegiance is to God and not to people and how they see us. Our allegiance is to God. So every day we need to, in spite of what people say, if they think us a little peculiar, that's exactly what we need to be. We need to be putting God where he belongs. And even standing for those things that we know that stand for God, even when others stand against us. That's who we are. That's who we've been called to be. We're not called to conform to this world. In Romans, it talks about, you know, we don't conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we conquer those things? By the renewing of our mind, our thoughts, the things we meditate on, the things we ponder, the things we think on. As a man thinketh, so is he. What are we putting into our mind? What are we watching? What are we looking at? What are we meditating on? What are we giving place to? Those things creep in and they become us when we give too much place to them. So this is not a time that we should allow the enemy to use things to come in and set up territory and space in our life and in our minds and in our hearts. Our hearts and our minds are to be filled with God. Like I was speaking earlier about that he belongs in our life. If he is on the throne of our life, we are able to walk in a manner of authority because of the authority that's in us through him. Not our own man-made authority, but by the Spirit of God that dwells and lives in us. Who should be on display? Every day. The God that rules and reigns in our life. You know, when people don't walk in that manner and they say, oh, that slipped out. No, that was in there. It had to come out. What's in going to come out? You know, that's just it. We put more of God in, more of God's going to come out. It'll be on display. We'll be like a walking banner for people to see. Jesus, King Banner. That's why it's so important. And I ask God, you know, on a regular basis, you know, when I'm out, let me conduct myself in a way. Of course, we're going to have some situations where, you know, your flesh might not feel too good about someone disrespecting you. And even Jesus, you know, there's such thing as righteous anger because he went in and he turned those tables over in the temple and he told them exactly what he thought for the sake of God. But we have to be so mindful of who we are in the public because people, we are banners. We've been marked. And we need to put God on display. There should be no question about whether or not, are they a Christian? That should never, for a blood-bought saint, no one should really have to question your position in God as far as who you are. If there is a situation where people have to question whether you are someone who loves God, we might need to all check, me included. Definitely. What's going on here? I mean, if we're not, like, showing out for God, in a sense, and our light isn't shining, like, hey, Jesus, you want Jesus? It's over here. You know, he'll welcome you in. We're here to help you. If it's not going out like that, then we need to, like, kind of do a little investigation. What's going on? I'm supposed to be like a beacon on a hill where the light of God is shining through, where somebody can say, you know, I know that person right there, you know God. You know why? Because we're living in a season and in a time when there are going to be people looking. There are going to be people looking for the light. They're going to be looking for hope. They're going to be looking for a word of encouragement, a word that will stimulate them to go after God. That's where we are. That's where we are. Well, let me just get off the little soapbox here, and let me go ahead and pray over the calls, and we'll start taking calls. So, Father, we just thank you tonight for those who have called in, and, Lord, we just give you the honor, the praise, the glory, because, you know, they didn't come here for me. They came here for you. They didn't come here, and if they did, Lord, convict those who think they came here for me. But they didn't come here for me. They came here for you. And I don't have anything to offer except for what you have to give through me. So, Lord, I thank you tonight as you will minister to your people. You will speak a word of encouragement, something that may have already been said, something that's coming, Lord, that you will release. We thank you for this opportunity. And we give you glory and honor and praise for just being God tonight. God in our life, our banner over us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so let me go ahead and start with our first caller. All right, it's going to be 954-580. Hello. Can you hear me? 954-580. I don't know if there is something going on. Let me try it again. I may have to change phones, guys. I don't know. Let's see. 954-580, are you there?
Hello. Hi. Good evening.
Hi there.
President Andrew.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn.
How are you? This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Yes. How are you tonight?
Mm-hmm. I'm well, thanks. I'm giving God thanks. God is good.
God is good. Well, hallelujah. Let's just pray for you. Let's see. Carolyn in Jamaica. All right. Well, Father, we just thank you for Carolyn coming in tonight and being a part of what you are doing with Prophetic Voice Network tonight. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to just release into the airwaves concerning what you're doing in her life, to walk in agreement with her, to be in agreement in the way that you want to just roll in the tides, just like I see tides, you know, waves of just waves of water. I hear just water. Of water, and you know, water a lot of times just represents a lot of times refreshing, and then it also represents, of course, the Holy Spirit. But a time of refreshing, and when you see the tides rolling in, it's almost like when you watch, like if you go to the beach or you go out to the ocean, you see the tides, you know, rolling in, and you really don't know what the tides might bring in. I mean, they could bring in anything. You could bring in something that's been out there for a while and it washes to the shore. And I see, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I was seeing this, my spirit sort of quickened to say, oh, my God. It's like the scripture that says, you know, you cast your bread upon the water. And in many days, you know, I believe it was something out, it will come forth, it'll return. And as I was speaking that, I saw the tides, like, bringing stuff in that maybe in representation of what that scripture means, things you have cast out, and the time has come, Caroline, for them to come in. The tides of life, you know, that you've experienced things throughout life, that you've cast them out, and it's coming in, things that have been cast out or things that you've been believing for. I see things manifesting and rolling in. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for that, that she has not cast her bread upon the water in vain, but that those things that she has been believing for, those things that she knows are promises according to the word of God are coming forth. The tides are rolling in. Hallelujah, Carolyn. The tides are rolling in. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you because, as I was saying, you don't know. We can stand on the shore. We can see tides roll in. We don't know what's coming in with that. All we can do is stand there and wait to see what the tides have come in. But when we know we put something out, we can expect it to come in. So thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you as the tides are bringing in some things that she has been believing for, and we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm just so grateful for that word of encouragement. I have been waiting for most of the things And, you know, I've been trusting God that he will come through. I'll see the manifestation of the things that I've been praying for. So I look forward to that. I really do.
Well, praise God. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. You know, it's like, it's so really amazing sometimes, you know, being on here. You don't even have a clue what, you know, like what's going to be released. And it's like, I just all of a sudden, you know, it's like, wow, you know, just I saw myself or as a representation of someone or you, you know, standing there watching, you know, because, you know, when you go out, you can see stuff wash up, it comes out, you don't even know what's out there. And then it manifests that the tide of time that thing came in, that it came, because guess what? That just goes right along. Let me go back. It goes right along with what I read earlier, and it says, oh, wow, what was that? It was something about waiting, and I read that. It says, for we are saved by hope, but hope is seen, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with, let's see what the, let's go to the, what is it? I'm going to see what another version says. That's Romans 8:25. So Romans 8:25. Hold on a second. Romans 8:25. Let's try the another version. I am using a different phone tonight. Let's do the New Living Translation. Hold on. And that says, but if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. Praise God. And it goes back up to, let's see, Romans 8:24. We were given this hope when we were saved. So we were given hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. So that's basically breaking down what it says. We have something, we don't have to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groaning that cannot be expressed in words. So even in our prayers, in your groaning, in the spirit of prayer, the Holy Spirit leading you to pray, we look for something. We wait patiently and confidently. What is the confidence is? The confidence is an assurity that no matter what is said or what we can't see, when we wait on it patiently, we have confidence. We have an assurance. We have an understanding that because of the word of God says it, we can expect for it, and we can expect it to come forth with confidence. That's where we are. That's how we operate. My God. We wait confidently for it. So as we're standing on a seashore, glory be to God. we know we put something out there. We have hope that it's going to come forward, and we wait patiently and confident. Why? Because we know it's out there, and the tide's going to bring it in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We will wait with patience and confidence that it's coming in. So, God, we thank you that she'll wait with confidence. Why? Because she has an assurance that the word of God, once she sends it out, it shall not return void. My God. It will bring forth. It will manifest. It will come forth. She sent it out, and she's going to confidently wait for it to come in, just as the tides come in. The tides come in. We don't have to, oh, well, you know, maybe the tide might. No, we know waves roll in. There's an assurance that it rolls in. And just like we have the assurance that it rolls in, we can have the assurance that when we send the word out, it's going to roll in with the manifestation of what we have asked God for. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And she waits patiently for that, with confidence that it will manifest in the season that God has already preordained for it to manifest in Jesus' name. Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, that's awesome. Woo. And that's just so amazing to me how sometimes God will just give us illustrations. You know, things that we can connect with the natural, with the spiritual. You know, just like we know that waves are going to come up on that shore every day, we can have confidence that the word of God, when we send it out, is coming back.
Amen.
With the faith that we send it out with. So, praise God. Was there anything else in particular you wanted prayer for?
Yes, thank you. I want to do some studies. So, I just want you to help me pray that God will just open up my understanding, and it will, the Holy Spirit will just make everything easy for me. It's been a little struggle.
And so you're like studying for some, for a class or something?
There's something that I want to do, and I just want to gain that understanding on it, to competently undertake some ventures. So it's just like building myself up. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're just going to believe God. I know what that feels like, Carolyn. And it looks like the older I get, sometimes the more it seems like I have to press in to just, you know, remember and to, you know what I'm saying? So I totally understand what you're talking about. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. And we thank you that you instruct her on how to prepare to even, you know, I heard, like, when you were talking, I feel like I heard the word rest. Rest. Like, you know, our body, sometimes when it's stressed or we don't get enough rest, you know, sometimes it can affect what we can retain, you know. And while you were talking, I just heard the word rest. So, Lord, we just thank you that not only just resting in you, but that her body will begin to rest. Because once your body is in a restful state, it's able to retain and absorb things easier. So, Lord, we ask that, how do you rest? Do you rest well?
In recent times, I do have that opportunity to do so, but I have been very pensive, so that takes away my rest.
Okay. Yeah, because when I started to let it sink on what you said, I just heard the word rest, and it's like the Lord was saying, a lot of times when your body is not resting the way it should, or there's something, and that's very easy to happen. That's just something that happens. I know a lot of times, of course, if you've got stuff that you feel like you need to do, like even if I were to take a test, sometimes I get a little, about it, antsy about it, and I'm not resting. And instead of me resting to prepare, anxiety tries to come in. And then that causes you not to be able to absorb all that you need to absorb to do what it is you're asking God for. So, Lord, we just thank you that not only will she rest in you, but she will rest her body. Let her mind begin to rest. Let everything take a state of rest that she will be able to retain and absorb whatever she needs to know, the learning that's necessary for what it is she's asking you to do, God. So we just speak over her. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord, that you will give her insight, wisdom, and instructions on how to rest in this season to receive the fullness of what she has to have and what she needs to have to move forward into this place that she believes, God, you are orchestrating for her to go into. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We speak peace over her. We speak rest over her. And we thank you, Lord, that it manifests for your glory, for your honor. In Jesus' name, thank you for the rest. Thank you for her mind resting, so it'll be able to retain and absorb all that she needs to know, God, so that she can move into that place, God, that she believes you're calling her to. And we thank you for it in advance, God. We give you glory for it now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
All right, little Carolyn. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you calling, and we look forward to seeing what God is going to do next. Okay?
Amen. I'm looking forward to sharing the testimony.
Yeah, that was a good word. So keep standing,
Amen.
Keep looking, keep watching with patience and confidence in Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Do have a wonderful
week. You're welcome.
Week.
All right, you too. Be blessed. All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Amen. God is good. Bear with me one moment. That was something I need to put away. I hope everyone else is waiting and watching and hoping and confident as well for what God is getting ready to do. All right, let me just plug in my phone. It looks like it's wanting to die. All right, we're going to go to 240-482. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Valerie from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Well, awesome. Just awesome. Well, good to hear your voice. Let's pray for you. Lord, we just thank you for Valerie tonight. Thank you for her calling in from North Carolina. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that this sounds kind of weird. But anyway, I just saw like a receipt. Like, you know, and I guess you could call it a receipt. It's like tabulation of things, you know, tabulation, the running tab, I guess you could say. And I deal with a lot of people every, you know, day, and, you know, I have to ask them, you know, I got to look up your purchase history. And they'll say, I have the receipt for that. And, you know, I can't find it in the purchase history, but you got the receipt. You may need to get a copy so you can get this thing taken care of. And so it was like, as I was beginning to talk to you, I heard the word like a receipt or a running tab or it's purchase history or something like that along those lines too. And it's almost like I feel like the Lord is saying to you that, you know, he has a running history of everything. You know, there's the, you know, he has the receipt. you know, of everything and what he's given you. And so it's almost like, it's just really a strange one. I was like, see? And so it's almost like you don't have to, it's like God is like saying you don't have to worry about presenting the receipt because he already has it. He knows what's been done. He knows what your purchase history is, or wouldn't say per se your purchase history, but he has a running tab of everything in your life. And it's almost like you can remind him about what's going on and what's happened, as you know, in history. But remember that God has the receipt, and he has the ability to do whatever he needs to do. You know, like sometimes when people, I know this doesn't make much sense, but it's like somebody has a receipt. They have to present it for some things. But God says the blood presented it for you. So you don't even have to worry about it. Hallelujah. The blood is the receipt.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And so what we've done and what we think we haven't done, God already said it doesn't really matter because the blood is the receipt, you know. So I don't know, that's just kind of, I don't know why I saw a receipt. So anyway, Valerie, I'm going to stop talking because this isn't making a whole lot. That's what I saw, and I heard that you don't have to worry about it. The blood is the proof of payment, okay? The blood is the proof of payment. Ah, so I don't know. I'm stopping. All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Praise God. I'm glad. Yeah. See if you can make anything out of that, because I sure can't.
Yeah, I'll pray about that. You know, I feel like it could be so many different things, you know, just in terms of, like you were saying, like God has seen everything, or he knows the truth, or he knows, you know, they're just, I feel like it could be applicable to so many, a number of circumstances or a number of situations in my life. So,
right. Have you been going to God about some things?
You know, yes. you know, I've been, but it's more. Yeah, I've been seeking the Lord for direction, on a few things like work and school for my children or for my oldest son, and but you know, I think, you know, I have a fairly contentious relationship, unfortunately, with my ex-husband, particularly when it pertains to the kids. And so, you know, that was kind of my first thought, just, you know, but I'm not 100% sure what it means.
Well,
but
the reason I ask is because sometimes, you know, the accuser comes.
Yes.
And, well, he comes often, you know, so, I mean, that's just his job. And it's almost like, it's almost like, okay, I think I got a kind of a grip of what I feel like the Lord might be wanting me to say. Okay, so like the accuser comes. Glory be to God. And he's always making accusations against us. And then he uses people to come at us with accusations about this and that. But it's almost like I feel like the tell you just hold up the receipt, which is the book, as a reminder. To the adversary, I got the receipt. Woo, glory be to God. I have the receipt. I have it paid by the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you begin to accuse, when he comes to accuse you, when he comes to say, that ain't right, or you didn't do this, and you don't have that, and this is the receipt. Excuse me, devil? Lord, excuse me, I beg your pardon. Excuse me, I've got the receipt. It's stamped with the blood. of Jesus. You just Amen. Need to find somebody else because I got the receipt. You can't tell me what I don't have because I've got the receipt. I can't go to Walmart and, you know, you didn't buy that. Yes, I did. I got the receipt.
Got the receipt. That's right.
And what can't, and so if they owe me something because I got the receipt, then you better pay up. Give it back, devil. I've got the receipt. But blood, you know, like last week, I don't know if you were on or listening, but, you know, that whole thing last week was restitution, retribution, that the Lord just kept saying to me. And throughout the week, I have been using the word, you know, because restitution is basically restoration, but it was like the Lord said to me last week, take more of an authoritative move in a legal aspect, the enemy, because he goes before, you know, God accusing the brethren, you know, and he has legal access and rights because of what transpired. So we operate in the courts of heaven in more of a legal manner with terms that, you know, like when a lawyer goes somewhere, he presents his case, he has to use certain terminology that, you know, the court understands better. And so it was like last week the Lord said, begin to use the word restitution, you know, that there, and that there's a retribution. And what is that? That's what God lets the enemy know, you got a retribution. That's legal. That's a term. So I don't know. I just feel like, you know, maybe that's something that's connected with that receipt thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got the receipt. Devil, you're a liar. You're an accuser. You can't tell me what Jesus hasn't done and what's actually and rightfully mine. I've got the receipt. His word is the document.
Amen.
My God. The word is the document. It's the legal document. For what I can present in the courts of heaven. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So
thank you.
I just feel like the enemy's trying to accuse you and accusing you and accusing you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make you feel like, you know, you don't have a right to. You don't have, you know, that you're a liar. Take just an authoritative stand to know that I know what's mine. I know what's mine. Lord, we just thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, because things can get pretty rough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we really have to deal with the enemy in a manner of letting him know, I know who I am. I know I've been bought by a price, and I know that you're an accuser of the brethren. I know, I mentioned earlier when I was on here and I was talking to a friend, and all of a sudden while I was talking to her, the word felon came up. Like, he's a convicted felon. He just hasn't been sentenced yet. You know? He is a criminal. You know, he is. And he's lost some rights that he will never be able to retain again. And he's just jealous that we're not in the position he's in. That's why he's trying to get us out of position. You know, hell wasn't created for us. Created for him and the fallen angels. But he's not satisfied with that because he's jealous of the fact that we have been bought with a price. He doesn't have that. He'll never be able to access that. You know? And he tries to torment us and accuse us and attack us so that we don't know the worth we carry being bought by the price of the blood. Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Mm. That blood carries weight, Valerie. That
yes,
blood carries authority. That blood carries a whole lot more than the enemy wants us to realize. It's just not our ticket to heaven. It paves the way for us to get through this life. When the accuser comes, when the attack comes, when the lying demons try to hinder, stop, and block us.
Mm-hmm.
I have the receipt. I've been bought. With a price. And I'm going somewhere you can't go. I don't know. Just stand your ground.
Wow. Yes. You know, I think sometimes I do struggle with, I feel like, you know, the accusations cause me to second guess sometimes.
Right.
Or to question.
Well, that's what he wants
and,
us to do.
Mm-hmm. And
he does what he does well.
Mhm.
Mm. All right. Well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that absolutely.
Well, let's just pray for a great reminder.
Yes.
For you. Yeah. So, anything in particular?
One of the things I mentioned earlier. A few things. If you could stand in agreement, my middle son, his name is Jonathan. His behavior, he's 11, and his behavior has been less than ideal recently. And you know, my prayer is just for. You know, there to be a change in his heart and, you know, just walking closer with the Lord. I pray that for all of my children, but him in particular. For all of them, but, you know, his behavior recently has not been great. And, you know, as
right.
he's getting older and you just get concerned about
yeah.
those things. My oldest, Seth, just wisdom and guidance about schooling. He's going into high school and trying to find the right environment for him and his needs and things like that. And then just the Lord's direction regarding employment and just what my next step should be.
Okay. Well, Lord, we're here in agreement with your will to come forth in
yes.
Valerie's life and her children's life, Lord. And, Lord, we just speak peace over her, Lord. We just call forth peace and for anxiety concerning these things, you know, that it's so easy to get anxious about. And I just ask God that you just be with her as she makes some decisions and you direct her prayers to pray over her children, that she will release the word of God over them, even though the enemy might be saying to her, you don't see any results, you don't see anything happening. God, let her have her confidence in you and in your
yes,
word, regardless of what her natural eyes might see, whatever she might hear. And Lord, I understand. I'm a mother. I know these things, you know, they're not easy. You know, when you see one thing and the word of God saying, speak this, and you're seeing something else, and you just got to keep speaking it over and over and over again. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you will strengthen her. You will give her endurance for the race, endurance that she will have stick-to-itness, that she will stick to it in spite of what it looks like. In spite of what the enemy is trying to tell her, in spite of what she doesn't see, that she will stick to it. She will endure this, and she will trust in the Lord and the word of God and will allow it to take precedent over what her mind might be thinking or her eyes might be seeing and her ears might be hearing. God, let the word of God precedent over that, and that she will trust even when it seems it's hard to trust. It's hard to believe because you don't see anything. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for her encouraging herself in the Lord. Let her encourage herself in the Lord. Because that's the biggest battle that we have sometimes. The enemy will come to discourage us and to tell us that we won't have it, we won't see it, it won't come to pass. But even as David, when he was hunted like a fugitive by Saul and the army, Lord, he encouraged himself in the word, in the Lord. Let her understand great victories come. It may not come exactly the way we expect it to come. It may not come when we expect it to come, but we can be assured, as I was talking earlier, it's coming if we faint not. It's coming. And let her know that
as she continues
to encourage herself in you. There's nothing too hard, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And, you know, Valerie, as a mother, I can definitely, you know, identify. My kids aren't small, and but, you know, I'm still, you know, they're adults, but I'm just praying. I'm still expecting the manifestation of some things to come forth. And, you know, I just have to, like, rely on God that, hey, God, I'm going to trust you. I don't see. And then recently I'm going to share some things. My youngest, he deals with a lot. He's 30 now. But he deals with, from what I can perceive and what a friend of mine, she's been praying for with me for him, he has a lot of fears. And that's kind of like what he battles with, just the fear of just failure, I guess. I don't know. But I'll just, you know, encourage you that, you know, just trust God, because there are things that, you know, I don't know. I guess my own personal situation with, you know, going through some very hard, turbulent times in my marriage with my children, and just of some dysfunction, you know, basically, and how I chose to stay. And now I look back and I think, well, maybe I should have made some different decisions, or, you know what I'm saying, that maybe some of the things that they're experiencing now, maybe if I had made a different decision, things would have been different. But the thing of it is that I don't know that, and I can't dwell on that. And, but just realize, even in your decision or whatever happened with you and your ex-husband, is that trust that God will, maybe there's something that God was protecting them from in that environment, and to get away from the guilt of it not working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just release that. Release it. Because you don't know, God could have been protecting them from some things that may have been even more harmful than what you think they may be experiencing because of the divorce.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that's so interesting that you say that, because, you know, I think that sometimes, but then other times I'm like, well, how could it have been God's will, or, you know, and it just, you know, and that's something, I guess, you know, I never wanted my kids to grow up, you know, in this way. And, you know, so I just, it, so I definitely the whole guilt, you know, that definitely is something that I deal with. Or, you know, just seeing some of the negative impacts. But like you said, who knows what could have happened? I have no idea, you know. So I'm thankful that you said that. It's just, you know, an encouragement to me. I mean, I'm so thankful to the Lord just for bringing me through that whole process. It was very difficult and very painful. But, I, you know, just being on the other side of things, I feel, you know, good. I feel healed personally, but, you know, still having to see, you know, the impact on the kids, I think. Sometimes I do feel that way. So it is a good reminder. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
hello?
Okay, good. I don't know. My phone, it cut off, so I dialed in on another line. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you're still there.
Well, no. I was just saying thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I think that's definitely an area where, you know, the enemy can accuse and
uh-huh.
So anyway. Yeah. But I don't know what things could have looked like. So I really, you know, can be content in the Lord where I am now and, you know, just continue to pray for my children.
Yeah, you can just, you know, like we don't know, but you don't
mm-hmm.
know how God may have orchestrated that thing, even in a way that we may not understand that it could have been for their good. I mean, it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does sound like, okay, really? But we don't know.
We don't know. And, you know, I mean, that's definitely been, you know, a thought in my mind. You know, my ex has walked away from the Lord and, you know, the fact that, you know, that could have an impact, you know, just influence and impact on the children. I don't know, but, you know, I'm thankful for the Lord just having me where I am now. And I'm just going to, you know, pray for the kids and trust that the Lord is,
yeah.
you know, watching over them and will take care of them also.
Yeah, just rest in that, you know, because that's all we can do. But I feel like that's just something you want to let the enemy know that, hey, this is taken care of. The blood is enough. I'm walking with him the way I feel like I need to walk with him, and I don't need you accusing me. You need to take a seat somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just go have
several
seats. Yeah, several seats. Oh, God. Yep. So that we take our stand, we take our position, and because the enemy wants us always to feel that we're not. The blood wasn't enough, that we're not who we need to be. But no, we're not. But the blood took care of that. And we just
mm-hmm.
trust God. No, because that's it. What else can we do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
What else can we do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Valerie, I'm sorry I got cut off. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure if you had said anything else. How did you know I was gone, or were you talking?
Well, I heard some silence, and then I said hello a few times, and then I figured something must have happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
thank you for your prayers. I appreciate that. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. We'll talk again. Appreciate you.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Bye. Amen. God is good. All right, let's go to our next caller. Me and my little technical difficulties and light is turned on and I don't know how to turn it off. All right, so let's go to, let's see, I think the next caller is 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Cheryl of North Carolina.
Hi, Cheryl, North Carolina. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, let's just hadn't talked to you in a while. And so let's just pray for you. Second here. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Cheryl. Thank you for the provisions that you've made for her, for her and her family, God, for even when, you know, things have been, like, tough and not sort of out of sort, not really, you know, knowing what is next, how she's stuck with you and stuck with the word and watched you work and do things, God, that, you know, she couldn't have done in her own strength, but she has continued to trust in you and watch and wait on you, and she's seen the manifestation of provisions, God, that, you know, she knows that it had to be the hand of the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for her faithfulness unto you and your faithfulness unto her, that she will continue to believe and know that she will be a living testimony in the earth of someone who knows God is a provider, that knows God will make a way when there seems to be no way, that she'll continue to be able to utter praise when it's hard to praise. She'll be able to continue to press in when it's hard to press in. Why? Because she knows God will provide. God will manifest. God will show himself mighty. And Lord, thank you that she's trusting in you and that, you know, Cheryl, God thanks and honors you for that, that you have trusted when it wasn't easy to trust. You have pressed in when it wasn't easy to press in, but you maintain stability in God, and God sees it. So, Lord, we thank you that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Those who diligently seek you, you reward. And we thank you for that. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How are you tonight, Cheryl? Good. All right. Anything you want to share, or was there any particular prayer request you have?
Yes, I have a prayer request for a coworker. Her name is Jennifer, and she's in the hospital. She has
a little bit.
Okay, her name is Jasmine. That I would like prayer for. She's in the hospital, and she has a aneurysm in her head.
Ooh.
And I just like you know, pray for her.
Okay. All right, Lord, we just lift up Jasmine tonight. We know that you're a healer. And, Lord, we thank you as you said that if just two or three of us, we're gathered together in your name, that we can ask anything. And, Lord, we ask that you visit Jasmine. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that for the angelic host to be encamped around about her. And, Lord, that she will retain, you know, memory. We pray for healing virtue to go forth. Is she saved, Cheryl?
No, she's not.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of feeling something. So, Lord, we just thank you, even in this state, that she receives what she needs from you to get to that place of that ark of safety in you, God. Do you have access to her, Cheryl?
Not right now, but I'm in process of trying to do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long has she been in the hospital?
She didn't want visitors or anything in the hospital. Because she don't want people to see her the way she is, and you know, and I talked with the manager to see if they could like get her a card or anything like that, and you know, just do something to
mm-hmm.
keep, you know, that they, you know, thinking of her and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah, I was kind of sensing that she was, you know, not really having this relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I was just going to say, if you did have access to her in any way, I would tell you maybe to reach out in that manner to her.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out to her. And, of course, we can still pray that she will somehow sense that need to commit even to the Lord even now. Because, of course, so is she's not conscious at all, is she?
As far as I know, she is. She's talking
she is?
And everything.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
That's what I last heard, that she was talking and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I stopped praying, because I just felt like, so if there, I mean, we'll, you know, continue to pray for her that her eyes will be open and that she'll be sensitive to the leading of the Lord for salvation. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, sometimes when people, they get in a position like this and then they understand they need to get right with God, and then some people, they don't. You know, it's amazing to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, how some people can be in a situation like this and still don't realize they need a relationship with God. So, Lord, we just pray that she has an understanding that she does need a relationship with you. And, Lord, we just ask that you just tug on her heart, that you will send people in her path or you know, that people who know God will continue to pray for her, that she desires to know and walk and live for you. And so, Lord, we, more than anything, we ask that she come to that place of understanding and a knowledge of God, that she won't be hard-hearted. It kind of reminds me of when you think about when people have a hard heart, it's like, think of even like Pharaoh, with all of the things that he was plagued with and the people suffered, he still had a stout heart against God. So, Lord, we pray that her heart be softened to the things of God, that she'll be willing to accept salvation and walk with you, and that, Lord, you will place people around her and will pray for her, or even if they can't physically be there, that they will continue to. Christians, people who love God, will be able to continue to pray and believe for her to walk in that place with God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, Cheryl, anything you want to share or anything you want to tell us about?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. Well, glad to hear from you, and hopefully, you know, we'll hear from you again sometime soon.
Okay. I thank you so much for the prayers.
All right. You're welcome, Cheryl, and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. You too. Good night.
Thank you. Bye. Good night. Okay. Y'all, bear with me. I'm having a problem with this phone. One second. Oh, it's just going to have to stay. I don't know what happened to this. light on here. It came on. All right, let's go ahead and go to our next caller. That's going to be 828-442. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you tonight?
Pretty good.
Well, we've got North Carolina again in the house. Pretty good. Well, I'm glad to hear you. You're pretty good. Thank you, Jesus. That's always a good thing. Hallelujah. Well, let's just pray, and then we can talk. Father, we just thank you for Jennifer, and we thank you, Lord, that, you know, you're allowing her to just be more confident and restful in you, confident that, you know, you've got everything worked out for her, that she's not going to be stressing, she's not going to be anxious about anything, she's not going to be toiling over things in her mind about what's up, what's next, this and that, whatever. I just sense Lord says he just wants to release over you just like a blanket of peace, a peace that assures you that no matter what it looks like, no matter what situation's coming up, no matter what the environment's like, no matter if there's all hell breaking out around you, that you will remain in peace. You will remain in assurance that it's God who's got you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. And, Lord, we thank you for this blanket of peace over her, a peace that surpasses understanding, a peace that brings forth confidence, that even though she can't see the next day, there's a confidence that it's nothing she needs to worry about, because the Word of God tells us this day we walk in faith. We don't worry about what's up the road, what happened, you know, just like the lilies of the field. Do they toil? Do they spin? And they, you know, do the birds of the air, do they run around saying, where's this, you know, where's that? I'm going to eat. No, they rest. They're in peace. They walk and fly or whatever in God's peace. So, Lord, we thank you for that blanket of peace that's over Jennifer, that she can't even understand or explain herself. Why? Because it's not out of her own being, but it's from the Spirit of God. And so we give you glory for it. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's where my pretty good comes from. Yeah.
That's where pretty good comes from. Amen.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's been, just what I've been going through for many months, is him just teaching me how to rest in him and how to maintain my peace despite circumstances. It's doing a lot of healing, bringing wholeness.
Yeah.
A lot of trauma being released, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, that's your word, and you know that's what God's been instructing you to do. So maintain your peace, girl.
Yes.
Maintain your peace. You know, because there's always some kind of disruption going on somewhere, you know, that will try to steal our peace. And a lot of times we, you know, I know with me, I'm not a controlling person or want to be in control, because I learned a long time ago that, you know, that doesn't work, you know. But all of us, sometimes we just want to have some sort of understanding about what's up next, you know, like where's this leading? And I guess it's just normal human nature, you know, just to want to have some sort of understanding. And so that's where our trust comes from with God, is that we're not going to know everything. We're not going to, I mean, the longer you live, the more we realize that's not it. We've got to turn it over to God. We've got to release it. We've got to let it go. And that's how we maintain our peace. There's so much that can draw us into places where it's just, oh my gosh, like what's up next? Da, 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 da. I mean, but like with me, you know, sometimes I hate to like go to my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want any anxiety of like, okay, did I pay that? And is this going to be enough to do whatever I need to do? You know, I just, sometimes I just have to say, okay, God, I just can't. I have to rest and have an assurance that you're going to take care of it. I know the money's there, but I can't be trying to figure out, well, this and that and down the road and here and there. I can't, because it'll drive you nuts. But I have to trust God that what he's putting in my hand is going to be enough to take care of me. I've been out here a long time now by myself, taking care of me, with God showing me what to do, showing me how to manage money. And, you know, 11 years is a long time to be away from, like, not being married. And it's been 11 years. But I can say God has kept me. He has taken care of me. He has opened doors for me. I can't attribute it to a man. I can only attribute that to God. 11 years. And God is still providing. He's still taking care of me. So, anyway. I know what it's like.
Wow. Yeah, it's been about 11 years for myself as well.
Oh,
and
really?
He's been faithful, yeah. Yeah, he's been faithful.
He's been faithful.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's a testimony.
Yes.
You know? I could look at it as, oh, woe with me, because to be honest, I never expected to, you know, I didn't expect this point in my life that this is where I would be.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am. But God is yet providing. Here I am, you know, and God has been faithful. And that just lets our life become a testimony to someone, you know, like even like I was speaking with Valerie earlier, and it's a testimony because I can look back and I can see where God brought me from. I can see how he just took care of things emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, he's taken care of things that at one point I was like, I don't know, I'm going to make it emotionally, you know, physically. And now I'm just basically, I'm at peace with what God has me. Don't know where he's going to do next. But I can trust him. It's almost like you go through these relationships, you know, well, your relationship with God, and you build on it. You know, I mean, through all of this, and I know God allows us to go through things, because that's the only way we're going to really understand who God really is and what he can do and has done for us, is when we go through stuff.
Yes.
And he brings us out. That's amazing. You know, he brings us out.
Yes.
And then brings us out. Yeah, so that we can help somebody else with a word of encouragement to help them come out.
Yes.
Yeah. To be honest with you, like, when I was first going through my whole situation with my marriage and divorce, and I didn't get the divorce, he filed for the divorce, but, you know, when I was starting Situate, because I think I've been around with Prophetic Grace Network for now about 14 years, and so toward the end of the relationship, the marriage, and, you know, I found Prophetic Grace Network, and these words, the words that have been released throughout the years, have just, you know, been such a blessing that brought me through some of the darkest times of my life, to the point now I really faintly can even feel what I felt before. It's almost like even as a child with certain things happening, I can look back and I can say, I can't even remember the pain of that anymore. It's like a distant thing that happened that I'm no longer emotionally connected with. And when you can say that, you know God has done something. When the past, you know, no longer is to the point where it causes an emotional disturbance in you. It's like, it's just something that happens. And, you know, there are things back in childhood, you know, that I can say, growing up and going through, I could look back and feel the pain. I don't even feel the pain of it anymore. And even with some things that went on in the relationship that were traumatic to me, I no longer feel the pain of it anymore. And when you can be at that place, you know that God has done a marvelous work, to the point that you say, if I had a choice, I wouldn't go back to that place anymore. You won't go back. So God is so good. And he has such a way of just, you know, just really healing us. But our healing is a testimony to somebody who thinks they can't come out of it, that they can't make it, that they'll never be, you know, able to move on. That's just not, God can do it. He can do it. I am a witness, and I have a testimony that he can and does make all things new.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, he does.
Thank
make
you, God.
All Thank you.
New beginnings. Yes.
Yes. He can do it.
Yes, Lord.
Yep. Jennifer, I can honestly say I can't even associate a pain with some things anymore. And I know that be nothing else but God. The trauma of it, I can't even associate a feeling with that anymore. So.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yeah. Well, we just thank you for
thank
this
you.
Piece that is dwelling over Jennifer tonight. We thank you for that, like a blanket, a peace.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, Jennifer, is there something you want to share? Anything you want prayer for in particular?
Prayer for my children, they just know the same peace that God does for them, what he's been doing for me, just removing trauma and just aligning just that his will for them, their destiny would be brought forth to where they can rest and have peace and their joy back.
How old are your children?
They're 25. They're twins.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's God. Amen, amen. Well, I definitely stand in agreement with that because, you know, I have been having, you know, the same feelings concerning my children and, you know, the trauma or drama or whatever, you know, that they experienced. And I know that God, he's able to do it for me, you know. I know they don't walk in the same, they don't have the same walk that I have with work. And, of course, with that, you know, they won't be able to experience the kind of peace that we have. So, Lord, we thank you, you know, that you'll do a work. Are your children walking with the Lord?
I have one that is not saved and one that has, she needs to get back to her first love. Yeah.
Gotcha. Same here. So, amen. So, God, first of all, we just reach out to you for them to draw close to you, for commitment to you, for walking in a place of knowing that they need you. Hallelujah. So we just ask, Lord, that you place a yearning in their heart for the things of God to manifest, for the things of God to take precedent in their life, for them to come to Jesus, to accept them as him as their Lord and Savior first, God. And then that you will be able to show them that whatever they need is in you. The healing, the peace, everything that they need is in you. So we ask, Lord, that you touch their hearts tonight. Touch their hearts. Draw them. Lord, your daughter, she's crying out for her children. I've been crying out that mine walk according to your will and your plan. And, Lord, we're in agreement tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we call it forth in the name of Jesus that they will come to know you as that Lord and Savior that provides all that they need spiritually, emotionally. And, Lord, that they can walk in that place with you to receive a healing that only you can give. Only you can take whatever has caused stress or drama or some dysfunction, Lord. We know it's you that brings forth total healing and restoration. So, Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that they will learn to walk with you. And, Lord, they'll call out to you because you are their deliverer. You are their peace. You are their hope. You are their joy. In this world where things just seem to be so out of whack, God, let them find the source of their hope and their joy, and it's in you. We thank you for it. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, is there something you want to share? Anything in particular?
No, I'm expecting a testimony soon. I'm believing God for my door to open.
Amen.
The miracles that I need. I really, really am. Yes. And no, it's coming. I feel it. I feel it deeply. Just waiting.
Amen.
And being patient and listening.
Yeah, that's it.
Listening.
You know. And, you know, the thing of it is with the whole, you know, with peace is that it causes us to, like, when we don't walk in that peace, you know, we get, you know, anxious about things, then we can't walk in that peace, and then we can't receive what God has for us because it's all tied into our trusting that he's faithful and that he's going to honor his word. He's going to honor the things that we've placed before him, that he's a God who is faithful, you know. And it really tells God, I know with me, I'm like, Lord, please forgive me. When I become anxious about something, it's almost like God is saying, do you really believe that I'm who the word says I am? Or is it just something that, you know, you can't connect with this? I mean, in order for me to be able to have you in a place to receive what I want to give you, you know, I'm not even seeing that you're trusting or even believing that I'm that kind of God that can do it. You know, it's like contradictory. So, I mean, if you really say I'm God who can do these things, then why are you fretful or fearing? You know, it's like when we think about Peter when he walked on water. It's when he took his eyes off Jesus. It's when he began to sink. When we take our eyes off of Jesus, we're looking more at the problem than we are the problem solver. Are we really trusting in the problem solver, or are we caught up in what's going on? I know we struggle with that. I know.
Yes, the enemy likes to come in with distractions to get our eyes elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yes, well, he does what he does. He does what he knows works, and obviously it's been working for a long time. Because, you know what I mean? I mean, through all mankind, I mean, I guess he figures, well, you know, it's been working all this time. We'll just keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know, somebody's, you know, going to look over here. So, yep. But praise God, you know, we are living in a time where we can actually see, you know, there's definitely, we're living in a place where you were seeing God. I mean, if we know anything about the word and we understand the timetable pretty much of his return, I mean, the signs are everywhere. I mean, to me right now, it's like, if you can't see God is really who he says he is, with the Bible and the word being fulfilled right before our eye, this is time for us to understand this is God. God is who he says that he is. His word speaks of him. We can see it. We can see it. It's like, it's amazing to me how I feel like some people just can't see it.
Yes.
It's like they have blinders on. Yeah. So,
I thank God that he's opened our eyes. Yes.
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 Amen. Amen. Yep, definitely that season. All right, well, Jennifer, I appreciate you calling in. And
thank you.
We'll be believing for you and for your, you have girls or boys, your twins.
I have one of each, and they're both going through some pretty heavy, pretty heavy stuff right now.
Do you communicate with them often?
Oh, yeah, it's like God has me in this place of peace, and the phone calls are just like it's been one after the other, and hang up from one, hang up from. So, yeah, the enemy is definitely trying to get me focused on their circumstances, but I mean, they need their you know, I'm hoping that I'm a witness to God's.
Well, so that's kind of why that word. Yeah, then that's kind of like why that word peace came.
Yes, very much. You know, last night he has me focused on worship and reminded me I had of a veil coming over me last night, like a shelter. And so, yeah, that they also call it like a blanket. So, like, that was like confirmation from what he showed me last night even. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like a covering. It's a covering.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Like when someone, you know, like places a blanket on you, it's a covering, it shelters. It, not only does it shelter, but it gives you a sense of comfort, protection from the elements. You know, all of that is included in blanketing something, you know, to blanket, to cover, to shelter, to bring comfort, you know, even in bad environment, to protect you from the elements. Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah. And
and
it can be pretty traumatic. I have a friend, you know, she's kind of dealing with the same type thing where she's getting these calls, you know, and every time it just wrecks her peace. I mean, mm-hmm. it just, you know, and you know that it's the enemy because she's been really kind of striving towards having a place of peace. And right, you know, when she gets to a place where there's peace, you know, then these calls are coming, you know, that should draw her away from the peace of God. And because that's what mm-hmm. the enemy wants to do, agitate, aggravate, you know. So, Lord, we just speak against this thing of trying to rob Jennifer of her peace and her security, you know, in you. And we ask that you just deal with the situations. My God, you're able to deal with the situations and cause them to desire a different way. We speak that. We release that they will desire to know you. They will desire peace. And they can only get that peace from you, God.
Yes.
We just come against anything that's trying to rob Jennifer of her peace. You've already shown her. You're blanketing her. You're covering her. You're giving her protection and shelter. This is the peace that you want her secured in from the elements, from the things that are going on, Lord, that are trying to rob her of her strength. And we just thank you for peace. Thank you for peace.
Thank
peace
you,
in their lives.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Peace
yes,
in their
Lord.
Lives. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Angela Joy. Thank you. Appreciate
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. And I just thank God for just allowing me to be here tonight. All right. Well, go in peace, Jennifer. And
thank you.
You know, we look
God
forward
bless
to talking
you.
To you again. All right.
Thank
then.
You.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen. And all right, let's go to 561-201. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from? Hello, 561-201. Are you there? Let me refresh it. See if they come on. Are you there? All right. right. Well, I have another caller in here, but they don't have their hands up. I see 561 has their hand up. I don't hear anybody. Are you there? All right, 561. I hear some noise. Are you still there? I may have fallen asleep or something. And then I have another call on here, but I don't have anybody else with their hand up. So, 561, are you there? Well, I don't know what's going on. All right, so I think they are, let's see, well, no, let's try this one. Five, six, one, two, zero, one. Are you there? Well, it looks like they are not. So, anyway, I am going to just give it another minute or so. And if not, then I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Unless there's others on here that need prayer and want me to pray with you, just press one and I can pray with you. Okay, I think I'm just going to pray over 561. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight for this caller. I don't know what's going on with the line, or maybe they're asleep. But Lord, we just thank you that you will continue to enlighten them and cause them to walk in a way that is pleasing to you, and they will find their way out, Lord, even where there are situations that they can't seem to find their way through or it's been difficult. God, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you just enlighten them and direct them and order their steps and show them the way out, Lord. I just sense there's some darkness, there's some things that are just very cloudy. It's not very easy to see. God, we thank you that you're a God who can see. You see all, you know all. There's nothing that is hidden from you. You know our lives from the beginning to the end. You've already laid out the path for us to walk. So, Lord, we just pray that their steps are ordered and guided by you, and as they are sensitive to your leading. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 561, are you there? All right, well, we're going to go ahead and end the show unless somebody else raises their hand. And thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing here at Prophetic Grace Network. Had a few technical difficulties, but looks like we made it through. And so I pray everyone has a blessed week and that you enjoy what God is doing. Even if it doesn't look like the way you expected it to look, just knowing that God is involved and watching over you is enough to have you have an understanding that God, he's sovereign, and he loves and he cares for that which belongs to him. So good night, everybody. Thank you for calling in and for being a part of Prophetic Grace Network. Tomorrow, Prophet Randy will be on, and I believe also think Deborah comes on Monday. So just tune in and let's see what God's got in store for you tomorrow. Saying good night from Prophetic Grace Network. This is Angela Joy. Have a great one. Good night.